Rebbe's holding the design of vase towards the top. Shmuel brought a conversation between the name of Rebbe Yochanan, Lishnachrina. Armilo. So there's a second other version of how the conversation went. Okay, so the Mishnah said that if one says a farinetta, it's no good. So even though both of them are the shluchim, one says a freinechtav, the other one says a freinechtam, it's no good. Why? Gemara says, "I'm a kasaber. Shnayim shaviyu get me v'dinas hayam. Srichim shiyarmu faneinu nechtam faneinu nechtam." That the kind of Chazal require that even though there are two edim, and we could argue that there's the reason why Chazal were masakin is because they need edim asum l'kaimoi. Well, you have edim asum l'kaimoi. The two people here knows, even though even if they do not say b'farinetam b'farinetam, it's kosher. It's because of Yerchon says no, that's not true. That they have to say b'farinetam b'farinetam, and each one has to say both things. So therefore, when one says one and one says the other, it's possible. Okay. And again, the gears has changed to Rav Asi. Elamiyato sefer toni shnayim reinam b'fenenu nechtav v'ch'avich b'fenenu nechtav possible. So it says in the Sefer so what was the scenario? That the two which said Mefanei Nechtav were the Shluchim, but they didn't say Mefanei Nechtav at all, or vice versa. So I feel to get your two tachas the shneim pasir baron or malayin, yeah. Sabor says, fine, but b'may fligi, b'may kamifligi. So what's shot Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's machshir. They didn't say. They didn't say the same people didn't say b'farinetam b'farinetam. So why would Rabbi Yehuda be machshir? Moore says, okay. The Moore answers, "Mar sever the fish ain't b'kiyin lishma." The Tanakhama holds the problem is because they're not Bekin Lishma. And that's why Shnayim Shaviyu get, even though they're Metsuyim L'Kaimoi, but it doesn't help me because it's not the only issue they need to address. They need to address the fact that it was written Lishma. So even though two people bring the get, and it's Metsuyim L'Kaimoi, they still have to say, excuse me. And Mar Sabra L'Fisha ain't Eidim Metsuyim L'Kaimoi, that Rabbi Yehuda says the problem is that is normally is because you need Eidim Metsuyim L'Kaimoi. But over here, so the whole need to say Farei Nechtav is only that they shouldn't become Lechluvi B'Kiyim Shtars Da'alma. Well, over here, one person said Farei Nechtav. What's the problem? He didn't say Farei Nechtav. But there are two people who said Farei Nechtav. There's definitely something here which says Farei Nechtav. And therefore, I'm sorry. When Shnayim Shaviyu get, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shnayim Shaviyu get ain't Sarach Loimar because you have to wait him Latsum L'Kaimoi. So whatever they say, it doesn't really bother us. So even if they get it wrong, it's not a problem because there's no need for them to say anything.
I understand that tzad, that lefisha ain't bekim l'shma. Okay, so then that's gonna be possible. According to them, it's gonna be possible. That view.
So therefore, even shnayim shem you get have to say b'fanin hachtam b'fanin hachtam, and they didn't do that. Two said b'fanin hachtam, and then the third person said b'fanin hachtam. So you don't have any person saying.
Oh, you don't have one person saying both.
Right. Okay. So Morris says lema de rabba the rabba tzinohi. So it comes out that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is machlokes tzinohi. Excuse me. The machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, which is tzinohi, we're arguing in the machlokes rabba and rabba. So rabba is like the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, and rabba is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Morris says no. Lo rabba matars kelis nakama. So Rabba learns that the correct version of what the Shnayim Shaviyu gets do not need to say, because the whole reason is because Eidim Asum L'Kaimoy, and here they're Eidim Asum L'Kaimoy, like the Moore said before. So therefore, if both of them are Shluchim, so they would not need to say anything. The scenario was that only one was a shliach, not both. That, he says, so it comes out, that's the fact that there's another person with the shliach, since it's not something which is, mitzvah the shliach is, he stands as an individual, which he needs to address the fact that it should be anyone assume the kaima, which there aren't. The fact that there happens to be somebody there, that's not going to take away the tekana that they have to say. So the case of the Mishnah where the Chachamim say it's possible is because they're not both shluchim. But in the case of the both shluchim, since it's Eidim Asum L'Kaimah, there's no need to say anything. So whatever, even if they don't say it correctly, it's not a problem. So that's how Rava learns. The case of Mishnah was that not both were not both shluchim. Okay, now Rabba, the Rabba has to hold shnayim shaviyu get midas yam tzarich l'mefanin hachtam, because even though they're eidim asum l'kaimah, what wasn't written, we don't need to know if it was written lishma. So he has to hold. They have to say. So why would Rabbi Yehuda be machshir? Rabba will call the Kuliyawa Beira Lishwa, therefore Aidan which bring get Medina Sayyam have to say before Nechta, before Nechta. That's why the Chum say it's possible. Because they only said before Nechta, not before Nechta. Welcome my skin and Lacha Shalom to. We're dealing with a different situation, like the more introduced before, there's a concept that at one point in time, the people of Medina Yam became knowledgeable with the din of Lishma, and the Gzeir Shem Yachzer the Darba the Kekula Kemeflegi. So therefore, there's no need for the Tekanon anymore. But the Chazal leave the Tekanon in place with the concern that we don't know that it's going to. We can't guarantee it's not going to deteriorate or not. The Mar Sabra Gazinan. They were Gozer Shem Yachzer Darba the Kekula. That's the Tanakhama. Amar Sabra Rabbi Yehuda Sabra Lo Gazrinan. They weren't Gozer Shem Yachzer Darba the Kekula. And since right now they're Bekin Lishma, there's no need for Shnayim Shaviyu Get. Do not need the same Fanetta when I net them, because the only issue now is only the Morris came out. The Rabba holds like Rabba. He reads the Rabba. He reads there's an issue of Kiyum. He holds there's an issue of Lishma above and beyond the Din of Kiyum. That issue of Lishma above and beyond. Because the Behuda is no longer relevant. The only issue is Kiyum. Well, Kiyum, when you have two Aiden bringing it, two Shulchan bringing it, so it's, you Aiden assume the Kaima. So the fact that they didn't both say anything is irrelevant. Okay. Okay. So Pedamar Kasha, Velithuk Namig or Behuda Beresha. Yehuda only pipes in the case where two said b'fanei nechtav and one says b'fanei nechtam. The case before was one says before Nechta, one says before Nechta. So Rabbi Huda could argue in that case as well that Lishma, everybody's Lishma nowadays. They're both Shluchim, even though only one said one and one said the other. My said there's two people in the Kaimai. So you shouldn't need before Nechta at all. So the fact that one says one and one says the other should be okay. Why did Rabbi Huda not argue with that in that case? He actually did argue his Rehuda Maksher is going back not only on the case that where it's written, he's going back in the previous case as well. That they're over there also Rehuda was Maksher, because since both are Shluchim, Shlam Shabirgat, Ein Tzarchlam, or Ein Tzichlam, or Faranetam, Faranetam, there's no concern of Lishma, because it's Acha Shalomdu. And Enim Tzum Lekaimoy, they're Enim Tzum Lekaimoy.
Maybe during the
Shabbat. Okay. Most of Rav Oshia L'Ula. So Rav Oshia challenged Ula's statement. We have a Bryce which says, Rehuda Maksher Bezu, Veloy Bacheris. He's Maksher only in this case and he's Maksher in this case and not in another case. So what's that other case? My love, the Mutei, Pasha's going to me Mutei the previous case. Echad Rafarei Nechta, Echad Rafarei Nechta. That two people, one says he saw the Ksiba, one says he saw the Chasima, and Rabbi Huda was not Machshir in that case. You're saying Rabbi Huda was Machshir in that case. Moshe Lo, Lamute, Befarei Nechtam, Avolo Befarei Nechtav. Two people brought a get. And Rehuda holds Shnashim, we're getting Tzichon Lomer B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. And one of the two said B'Fanei Nechta, nobody said B'Fanei Nechta at all. I'm sorry, they're wrong. One said B'Fanei Nechta, and nobody was made in the Ksiva at all. We're going like Rabba, that the reason, that normally you have to be made in the Ksiva because of Lishmo, B'Tzlach HaShalomdu. And Rehuda holds you don't make a gzeira shemiyach to double the kukuloi. So the truth is, we don't really need edim on the kasiv at all. And you need edim on the chasima. Well, even that you don't really need because you have two. So one says it, sure is good. So our strong argument that in a case where one edim is made before a nechtam, and nobody says before a nechtav, should be fine? No, that case is not. So the verse is why. So that the mean of Hell goes to Behuda, Tier Shamiyah, Sidabra the Kukuloi. So the Kiddush is, I would have thought, since Rehuda wasn't Geyser, it should be kosher. And the Mora says, but it's possible for a different reason. Dilma also the Chlubi became Shor Stalma Beit Echad. Namir Lo Geyser. Mash Malon, that he is concerned about. Okay, so according to Rav, the reason why you say Farei Nechtav in the Mishnah, he also the whole issue is Kiyam. So why are you saying Farei Nechtav at all? The answer is because you'll be Machlo B'Shtiyam Shars Daum. So that was Rav's answer why you need Farei Nechtav. But let's say your name is Rav, and we come up the Rav holds of two reasons. He holds of Lishma, he also holds up Edom, you need Edom to Mekayim it, which you don't have. So we ask Rabba, well, why do you need both things? How does that play out? He says, well, you need Befanei Nechtam because of Lishma. You need Befanei Nechtam because of Kiyum Shtoris. But this idea that you need Befanei Nechtam because otherwise, because of Kiyum Shtoris, he doesn't need to say that. His whole need is just to say his whole need is just for Rava, who held only problem is Kiyum Shtoris. We have a great kasha. Why did they made in the ksiva? So there's a chazal where instituted over here one is enough, and they also instituted that don't confuse this with other with Kiyum Shtoris by saying Farinechta. According to Rava, that step never was necessary. You need Farinechta because of Lishma. Well, now there's no din of Lishma anymore according to Behuda. Because the Bikiyim and the Dogzer Shemet of the Kabula. So now you shouldn't need Bifanei Nechtav according to the result of that Shita that Rab agrees I need Bifanei Nechtav because of the Chasim. That's very nice. But Bifanei Nechtav shouldn't be needed at all. So I think that case should be kosher. Kamash Malon, that's not true. That Rab agrees to Rava. Even in the case where the Shema is no longer relevant, you need Bifanei Nechtav because of Shema, you're going to be Machlev with Bikim Shoris Nahama. Okay, Imran Nami, Amr Behuda, Shlam Shavio, get me this. Yam, Bottom of Host Behuda, Rabbanon. The case was. Rabbi Behuda, being Machlev, was. They're arguing in this din of Shnaim Shiviyu Get Midin Sayyam whether they need to say Bifanei Nechtav or Bifanei Nechtav. Tanakhama says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. According to the first version of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tanakhama agrees that Shnaim Shiviyu Get Midin Sayyam do not need to say Bifanei Nechtav or Bifanei Nechtav. So the Machlokes Yehuda and the Rabbanon has nothing to do with this Machlokes of Shnaim Shiviyu Get, whether they need to say Bifanei Nechtav or Bifanei Nechtav. Rashi. Shrikin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about halfway down the before less than halfway down the page. Shrikin. So the more it says in the second version, the Tanakhama holds that. Shnaim should be given this. Yam need to say Bifanei Nechtav. Bifanei Nechtav. Be'elo loy amru ketikun chacham. They didn't say the way they're supposed to. Nikima dechad huda asir achasima. Asir lachlufei hoel v'iyo loy amru achasiva. So this third person who said on the chasima didn't say on the chasiva. So it comes out that it's a kiyum which can be confused with regular kiyum and saying one is enough. That's why it's possible. Okay. So the Mor says, okay, let's look at the sefer. Sefer the Ketani Plugta, we have Yehuda and the Chama arguing whether it's possible according to the Chama and it's kosher according to Yehuda. Neima, we should say, Dumi the Resha. So now it's not one thing, Bifanei Nechtav, one thing, Bifanei Nechtav. But two are saying Bifanei Nechtav. The fill you to get metachos in shneim, possibly. Even though both are shluchim, it's impossible. Why the hotzrichin loymer? According to this version, Rabbi Yochanan says shneim shaviu get metin shneim need to say Bifanei Nechtav. They're not saying that. You get your tachas in the eight haksiva. Two people are saying on the ksiva. If those are the shluchim, had a chasima lav klumu. Sheno shliach medaber. The third party is not a mechal. Not in it. It's nothing. He's not a shliach. One person can't be made on the chasima if he's not a shliach. Right. Okay. If that's the scenario. Maybe the one who's made of the ksima, chasima is one of the shluchim. The two Adam on the ksiva, one is not a shliach. Oy shlosh shluchim, boy. Or maybe all three are shluchim. But kivan da achasima chadu da asid. Vir le'omer aksiva, also the chluvim be'alma. We still have this the concern of you can be machlev and became shoras the alma. So that's what the chum impossible. Even if all three are shluchim and two are made in the ksiva, and the third shliach is made on the chesima, but the one who's made in the chesima did not talk about the chesima at all. So we just see a person who made in the chesima. That's the whole ikur edus. One person, and he was not made on the chesima. So, so it's possible. The more question is, but my pligi, klamer Rabbi Yehuda, my machsher. So why is Rabbi Yehuda machsher? So more says they're arguing in a different lakuda. Tanakama sover fisha mekiyin lishma hilchus shem shavu you get shvichan lomer. That's why shem shavu you get have to say v'hani loyklum amru shenamor. They didn't say they didn't do that because the two were made in the chesima. Only the third one was made in the chesima. And vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda sover the fisha mekiyin suyin lekaima. Hilchus shem shavu you get ain shvichan lomer. The Yehuda disagrees with the whole assumption that they need to say anything because since the whole issue is Adam Sim Lakaimu, there are Adam Sim Lakaimu. Therefore, they don't say anything. And therefore, we don't care what they said. So, Morris says, so it comes out that Machlokes Yehuda and Chomim is Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi arguing Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Morris says, no. Rabbi and Matar Kilich Nakam. Rabbi says that you got the version wrong. They ain't get yes with the they shnei. So the case has so then what's out in the Mishnah then? They're not both shluchim. These time he viu if two people were shluchim to bring the get, the kuliyal makasher, they ain't shrichim the time. They do not need to say farinetta farinetam latam lefishem edim mitzuyim. According to the opinion, the reason why Chazal are mistaken befarinechtav is because edim mitzuyim lekaim. According to that pshat, when two bring it, they don't need to say anything. That's not the case in the Mishnah. The case of Mishnah was v'hachash kishibiu echad oyser shehed ala chesima. Okay, so now that's the scenario that the one who was the only one who was a shliach was the one who's made in the chesima, and there are other edim on the ksiva which are not shluchim. Tanakam says, "I'm sorry, that's no good." But time of the Behuda, Kamor and Liel, the Kiman Dika Trey Achrini, a ksiva. But even though it's not the shliach being made in the ksiva, and the whole reason why you're made in the ksiva is you shouldn't come to Yimachla Bekim Shtoros Da'alma. Well, you have that because there's two people saying something about the ksiva. That's good enough. That's what Rabbah learns. Rabbah Muki Lo Kalishna Basra, that you need to say, even though there's two Adam, that doesn't help me because the issue is not only kiyum, it's also lishma. So what's on Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi the Chachah, the Master Rabbi Yehuda, la mishum the shnayim shemavien get ain tzichin. Rabbi Yehuda can go like me, that shnayim shemavien get need to say normally, because you still need it all lishma. But over here it's a totally different issue. El lachah shalom do askinan. Now everybody is knowledgeable about the din of lishma. Therefore, the lamai nechasha. What should you be worried about? Ilishma ha'ika. We know there's lishma. Ilakaymoi ha'ika kiyum. The shnayim have. There's two people here. So there's kiyum as well. Rabban in the past. He saw shan rabban. Is gzera gazri shemer yachzor darba lekukula. We heard a several gazrinan. So what shall we hear? The hotlo gazrinan. So the chara means Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no din of farinetam anetam anymore. All they have to say is farinetam. No. The regular case of one person bringing it, we still see our gozer. So it means we're not gozer over here. Why? That you should have two shluchim. It's not the common case. So they weren't geyser in that scenario to mimachayev b'fneinu nechtam b'fneinu nechtam. Tamor says, okay, they don't have your beautiful they're both shluchim. The kaimel lekel lemechish. Lishma nami halamdu. They're knowledgeable about lishma. Well, kilka lochash. You're not chayish or kilka when two shluchim bring it. So he should argue with her also. The more says he does. We have a brice who says that there's a case which he holds is not kosher. He agrees it's possible. Lo the mute b'fanei nechtam, but lo b'fanei nechtam. The chad who one shliach, and it's possible. Psule mishum gzera dimol asilach lufei who, and therefore the problem is since even according to Rabbah that this is lishma, and now it's achash alamdu, and you're not going to shemay nechtam with the kikuloi, but you have he agrees that there's another problem. That there's a you need Adam Sumakaimoy, you don't have, so let's Mimasak and the Shliach can say for that. And for that Takana, Rabba is correct. Though when one person says it, there's Xeritim, you're going to be Machu, but Kim Shar Salma. Imanami Kalisha Basa, the Birchim, the Beget, Yerchim, Tachzadishneya, Machloikis, and. Even in a case where it's a get you to the chazishneya, Mishnah she would get the kar the chomim and shvicha lemer b'fanenu nechtav b'fanenu nechtav. Okay, so the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Cholash. So he wasn't well. Ula gabei Rav Yehuda. The case on the side of Verabonon. Right. The Gemara says the day that Rav Yehuda was Nifter, Rabbah was born. So Rabbah would be a Talmud at best. Rabbah was like two generations away. So Rabbah's Rebbe would not be listed as by name together with Yehuda. A and B, I'm not aware that Rabbi went to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Rechana lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the gears on the side is Rabbanan. They came in Shilibay to see how he's doing. So while they were there, Boy Mine, they spoke in learning. Shnaim Shavu get me to the Siyam, Shichim Shyarma Bafaneno Nechta, Bafaneno Nechta. Oh, ain't Shichim. Amalehem ain't srichin. They do not need to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei no nechta, b'fanei no nechta. Because my ilu yarmu b'fanei no girsha, milo mehemni. They could say that the Baal, if they wanted to. They can be made that the Baal gave him the get, the same garrison there in the Dinasayam. So, so they would be believed.
It's not saying like they would believe if there was no get, but they just were made on garrison.
Well, they're saying that the Baal gave him the get. It's not a forged document. It was truly given to him by the Baal. So once it's truly given to him by the Baal, there's two Edom made that were given by the Baal to Yishluchim to give it to the woman. So the Edom, whether the Edom or there's no chashash on the Edom anymore. The whole chashash that you have to make the Edus on the get is because maybe it's a forgery. Rebbe wasn't given by the Baal. So if it wasn't given by the Baal, that's the error. The error is, I didn't write this. Only in the right there. So two Adam being made, the Baal gave it to the Pashli Gerishin. Obviously, he wrote it. So the signature, that's the best Kiyum Shtoris that there is. So he says, the same way, if they remain that they already, she's already divorced with that document, they can turn around and say that we were giving it to divorce her. Okay. In the middle of this while they were there, so that's the end of that thought. The more then moves on to the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure why that was like.
Or we don't ever at the same time. As long as the person can enter,
so while that happens, they came this how Hevra shakla the shrugam in Kamayo. While this happens, I'm not sure it was thugs of the government or thugs not the government. They took away the lamps, took away the light. Omar, so Rabbi Mechana said, Rachmona Hashem, the merciful one. Let us live under your shadow, under your protection. If not that, let us live under the dominion of Esav. That's better than these Parsiim. So the more it says the memory, do you mean to say that the Moi Darumoi Malumi Parsoi, that you're saying Edom is better than Paras? Well, Tony, Rav Chia quoted Bryce, so might have seen Elakim having dark up. Who your dasma came up? What does it mean? Dei Kadosh Baruch Hu, we sell shein yichal makal because there is arameim or edomim. Should be. What do you have? Edomim or arameim? With a dalet or a resh? Resh. What do you have? So dalet or resh?
Which word?
Edomim or arameim or aramoy or adomoy?
I have the romayim. Kal gzeres romayim.
Gzeres romayim without an aleph.
No aleph.
No aleph. Okay. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yisosh Ein Yichal Makal B'Gzeres Arameim or Adameim or Romeim. Omer V'Hikla Oisam L'Bavu. So they can't live. They wouldn't be able to handle Esav. That's why they're in Bavu, which is under Paras. So Moses says, "Look, Asha, how many came the Nesi Chavroi L'Bavu?" Or the boss of the also Chavroi the Bovel. So there was Bovel, and then Bovel was captured by Paras, and things in Bovel were better than had Kleisel been originally sent the goals under Edom. And that's the drasha that Ruchia is saying. But once the Perseum came to Bavel and overthrew Malchus Bavel, the Perseum were worse than Bares.
But then, I understand, then, you know, how is it that Akash Baruch Hu sent us there? We couldn't take the Romans. It would be too much of a shock, and so this was sort of a slower process.
I mean, some Akasha, but what happened to Bain Shani? Right? So he's going on the goals of Bias Risha, but and they're much later, and he's just saying what we're living in now is worse than what Edom had done to us. So Grashi.
But how do we know which bias?
Well, Rabbi Bechana is talking about at his time,
right.
I'd rather live under Tula de Bar Esav.
Right, that was by Shani, but we're saying the Pasuk was talking by his Rishon.
The Pasuk was saying that the Golus that the Rishon set us in Omer Hilus of the Bava. There was no Adam wasn't in Eretz Israel yet at that point in time.
Yeah, this is from the Eov.
Well, he's talking about something that would be in the future. Right? So the question, what was it referring to? The word saying that the Brashim asked the word had a choice between sending us to Edom or to Babel. He sent us to Babel. That was by Golus by his region. The Brashim is having darker. The Kaiser at that point could not have withstood a Golus Edom. And he sent this into a Golus Babel. I mean, not that that would change over the generations, but it seems to me that decision then, Adam was worse than Babel. Zikrashi, Kavra's Parsoi, Shagla Shwaga Shiesha Persiim Yom Eid, Shemalikin, or Boisu Yom Ella Bebesa Vodazar Shaleh. So they took away the light. Amar Rabbi Berchana, Rachmana, Oy Betzulcha, Oy Hachbieno Betzilcha, oh, hide us under your protection, your tzel. Higlunu Betzel Bnei Esav, Shem Echabdenu Sano, they treat us nicely. Heimadarka Shaltera, Belabdea, Hechen Hiruya Nisyashe, the Rishon knew where to settle and make a land of Torah, and he sent us to Babel. We can't handle Xeris of them. Shagars and Shmad, so you ask about Torah, will you come with mitzvahs? We never had that in Babel, whereas the Edom had that Xeris that they can't learn Torah and do mitzvahs. We haggle some Babel, but Kurban Abayis. Habakami the Nesu Chavri with Babel, but may cast him. So at that point in time when it was Malchus Bavel, yes, the Boshad Chavri Mishakavish Kurish is a Malchus when Kurish overthrew Bavel Umalach Bavel. That's when the Prasim came, Porus and Monai. Things changed. It sounds like from Rashi that Rabbi Chana was in Bavel. Okay, fine. He was under the Persian bubble. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. We have this Tosis in Shabbos also. That Chavri was not Bavel. Brings rayas that this nation was a different group than the Perseum. So Vermarie, look at Tosis Vermarie. It's about seven lines down, and it's an narrow line of Tosis. End of the line. Vermarie, the Chavarim Heim Uma Achas. They invaded the time of Yerchanan. Shabbat the bubble, Hershia as a Persian, Shoyab Babel. So, Babel until that point in time, even the Persian and Babel until that point in time were much more beneficial to the Jews, than the Aramean. And this nation mixed in and affected them in the situation deteriorated. But they were, it's not referring to Perseum intrinsically, it's this outside influence of this nation. Okay. This nation called the Chavorim. Chavori.
Yeah, so do we have any idea what nation that is?
Some suggest it was the Zoroastrians. Because they were ones of worshippers of light, etc. So that wasn't intrinsic into Paras. That was a group which came in. So with their religious fervor and fanaticism, they converted the Prasim to that. And now that became difficult for the Jews because of that. I don't know the years when that happened. That's usually a suggestion how they understand it. This is a little more. Omer, Echadim Rufanei Nechtam, Echadim Rufanei Nechtam, Echadim Rufanei Nechtam is kosher. Now, the other way around. Two said Rufanei Nechtam. The one says Rufanei Nechtam. Says three people again. The two are made in the chesima, and the third one is made in the ksiva. Omer bam bam rabbi yochanan lo shana lo shaget yotzei mizeh tachas yedei ein ksiva mitachas yad ein ksiva denasu kishnayim al zeh v'kishnayim al zeh. So now we're great because our masak and the b'fanei nechtav works. That's like two, and they're two eidim on the chesima. So your eidim is everything you need. Aval, if the Eid Siva wasn't the one that was holding, was the Shliach, the Shliach was one of the Eid Chasima, it comes out the person sitting in front of Nechtav is Bechal, that doesn't have Namonis. If the Eid Chasima are the ones who are giving the Shliach to give the get, puzzle. And we're saying, okay. So Alma Ksavar Shtam Shibi, you get me, then see, I'm Shikh and Shem, Yermi, Fanino Nechtam, Fanino Nechtam. And therefore, just we made in the Chasim is not acceptable. You need something made in the Ksiva. And since the person made in the Ksiva is not a Shliach, it's no good. Some of the Ravasi. Now that that's true, let me answer Rashi. The Tanish time, I remember Fenino Nechta. Berecha, I remember Fenino Nechta. Apostle, Rehuda Machshir. So it comes out. If he'll get Yerzu and Tachzi, they shneem, Pasi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would say it's possible even if they're both, if both the Edom of the Ksiva are Shluchim. Because you need to say Fenino Nechta. And the Edi Ksiva only said Ksiva and not Chasima. So I'm like, in. He said, yeah. Versus Zimnan, Ashikhe, the Yosef, the Kamri, there was a different time where they, he, then he said, this is Rabbi Ami said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Ami, did Rabbi Yochanan say it in that case? But there's a scenario where Rav Asi found Rav Ami sitting. Kamer that feel get yertz mitachas yedei edi chasima is kosher. The two who said Rav Nechtav were not the shluchim. So Al Maksavar Shem Shabu get me within. So Yam ain't sich and shemer for the Nechtav and Nechtav. So according to this version of what he said, the reason why it's kosher is once in a Fanei Nechtam, he was the shliach and he was given the get, and then one of the other two who said a Fanei Nechtam was also a shliach. So Betzim has no need to say anything. So therefore, even though the one who said chesima did not say ksiva, it's still kosher. Amalei Ravasi Elamayata Reish Tani Shtam Shem Amar Fanei Nechtam Vechem Fanei Nechtam Apostle. Rehuda Machshir, it would come out time, and then you get your tzedakas, they shnei him. I'll get your tzedakas, they shnei him. Machshir Rabbanon. Amalei in. Yeah. He said, "Vahazim and loyam martelon hachet." That's not what he said before. Amalei yosid he shloim summons. This is the. It's like established spike that doesn't budge. Stick with this pshat that I just said. Now that's the correct one.